All right, so in studio is Seacow from Seacow Center. You may know him.
Yeah,
Seacow Center.
The host.
You may know Mike Soroy. And I did not hear this segment, but Blake came in the other day, who's our new producer, and he said, you had some gold.
He said it was good?
When you filled in on the hard line, and he said, that'd be a cool thing to replay on Friday. And we said, who are you again? He's like, I was hired the other day, Monday. And oh yeah, okay. So then we agreed, yeah, okay. Well, let's play it then. I want to know this. I was going to ask you off the air, but I might just go ahead and ask you here.
I'm an open book.
That's been going well.
Yeah, the all caps. Okay.
What if?
Forget it.
What if I want noon to three? I think about noon to three all the time.
Yeah.
I want. More people to listen. I want us to get good ratings. I want us to have a long and storied career together. Can I implore you with dollars to wear like a Bad Radio shirt or something? Just some kind of thing on your
Twitch
stream? Can I sponsor your body?
Okay.
Would you?
Well, I will warn you that my outfit tends to change pretty rapidly on that
I'm
stream.
I'm paying you to wear
keep
this
the thing
just
on.
For one night or whatever.
Yeah, I think we could probably, like, it would really work for you, I'm sure, this
like, I knew the NBA was against, at first, selling ads on their jerseys.
Right.
And I know how you are pretty traditional.
I am.
And you don't want to be seen as a sellout.
He's pure. Yeah, he's an artiste.
We can talk off air, but yes, I think I'd be willing to.
I'll chip in and match Dan if the hat's on the whole time the shirt's on.
Okay.
What if I paid you just to go shirtless? And paint Bad Radio on your chest. Would that be an extra charge?
Well, that would most definitely be an extra charge, but something I would certainly be willing to consider a gain.
Okay, so who's presenting this audio? Because I did not see it.
I can do it just because I did it during Seacow Center the other day.
No.
Seacow Center.
There you go. Oh, short version. Anyway, it is sort of having to do with my Twitch thing, right? I think people are probably sick of hearing me talk about this. I feel like we do it every day, but gosh, there's not a whole lot going on. So I do have a Twitch stream. I play video games. We have some cocktails. We play trivia parties with people. We just chat. We listen to music, whatever. If you want to hang out, I do it most nights during this time. We have nothing going on. Blah, blah, blah. Let's say there's 100 P1s in my chat, right, hanging out with me. At the end of it, when I'm ready for bed, it gives me this opportunity to raid somebody else's Twitch stream. There are tens of thousands of people streaming on Twitch all over the world. I can take whoever's in my chat, whoever my viewers are, and shoot them onto somebody else's Twitch stream. That person, if they have 10 people watching them, suddenly get a big noise in their ear, and there's now 110 people watching. They go, oh my God, it makes their night. It's fun. It's exciting for them. Or debate the weirdness of Twitch and how this is all working.
And you do this to P1s?
Well, no. Like, when Craytray's on, I try to do it to Craytray.
Can they deny it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, why would you want to?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, here's 1,000 more listeners.
Right. The only goal is to...
Yeah, I don't know. It's just,
well,
have you ever heard of like the P1 hornet's nest on Twitter, like making people cancel their accounts and stuff like that?
I mean, after 10 minutes, they may want to cancel it. But every time before we do it, I look in the camera. I say, "What are we doing?"
Give it to someone you don't like, and tell people before that, "Hey, go attack."
Well, I have not earned a Twitch rival yet or a Twitch enemy, so I don't have anyone I don't like. And I tell everyone, remember to be
fun. How many people are watching at a time generally?
Last night there was maybe 150.
Okay,
1,000. So this was the other night. I think I had 35, 40 people on the raid because it was toward the end of the night. And we just pick anyone. Could be a guy, could be a girl. I literally just scroll down. I look for anyone who's got like 20 or less followers, somebody that this will be impactful to. Let's make their night. We raid them. So I found this girl. She ended up being...
Happened to be a girl.
It did happen to be a girl.
No way!
And then, as you would guess, the P1s inundate her chat with insane ticket jargon, which she's confused and reading...
Okay.
The entire time. That's all the setup you need. Here you go.
Okay, there you go. I sent the email.
Don't do it.
That way I won't forget. Hey, Sarah, thank you very much. I appreciate the raid. 35 viewers. What up, big boy raid?
Thousand.
How are you? What you doing? It's crazy. But thank you so much for the raid. Hi, how are you? Persian Texan. Hi. Hello, how are you? A Bodstrom fan account. It's me. Hi. We're in DFW, people mostly. Oh, really? I grew up in DFW. Born and raised in DFW. I lived in White Settlement for a little bit, but most recently, like, I moved from Keller.
Could have called that.
Ever heard of The Ticket? Yes. It's a sports radio station. Oh, I've heard of the ticket. 96.7. What about eggs?
Thanks for the love.
What about eggs? Thank you so much for the 10 bits. Oh, you guys are so nice. Thank you. You always loved the baby arm?
Thanks for the love.
What? Like the robot arm? Do I like painting?
Does she have a drop?
Like Mozart? Mozart is a composer. What? Do you know anything about metal bats? Like,
thanks for the love.
Baseball bats? Do I have plenty of good fights left?
Yes.
What? Do you think things are going on out more and more than we think it is? Going on out there? Oh. What do you mean? Like with the virus and stuff? I haven't met Tom Hamilton from Aerosmith. You guys are trying to confuse me. Jar? I don't even know what that means.
Whoa!
Do I like restaurants?
Can you back that up or no?
Do you like only...
Sorry. I was laughing over that.
They come pretty quick.
Do you jar?
I haven't met Tom Hamilton from Aerosmith. You guys are trying to confuse me. Do you jar? I don't even know what that means. Do I like restaurants? Do you like only the best food? I don't know how to answer that. I like good food. Who likes bad food? What are you talking about? Thank you very much. Bob's Trump fan account. Thank you. You give me some wings.
Wings?
You're on team having fun?
Yeah.
What the hell was Vampire Weekend? Called Court Boat? I don't even know what that is. I don't know. Can I tell you something about a pig? Maybe. My pig found itself smart enough to hop over the barrier from his pen to the next pen and to eat all the pig's food and then got to the next one and ate all that pig's food and the next one and ate all that pig's food and made its way back in time for when it was my time to feed him and he had already eaten 3 meals. He would just be sitting there waiting for me and so I would feed him and he would eat that. That's why he gained so much weight. That just sounds sad.
Wow, you never really think about the ticket.
Until
and
you
how
hear
much
it.
Stuff is going on until, yeah, you hear it in 1 minute or 2 minutes.
Yeah.
From like, an outsider.
Just being inundated.
So that was 3 nights ago. I don't have any more audio
That's
for you.
That's awesome.
But we've done this the last 3 nights. And last night there was two
Same
girls.
Same thing when you give it to someone else?
But it's the million. Yeah, exactly. We raid somebody. And the same thing happens better, worse. Some girls are cussing all the time. It's different drops. They all read them all. We could almost do this every day. And it's really dang funny.
Man, that's great.
So intrigued.
Blake was right. That's really good stuff.
That was good stuff. This is good stuff.
This is good stuff. This is real good stuff.
You know, you were the star of the first ever This Is Good Stuff.
Really? Oh, is that the fight with me and Justin or something?
Yeah, the first ever This Is Good Stuff, we came up with that because I had heard it like 2 years after it happened and thought, well, why can't we play this? So what? It's good stuff. We should just play good stuff.
And, Hell yeah. We think you should know that.
Same thing there.
And every time that airs, someone thinks it's happening live and they tweet what a jerk I am.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude,
I really lost a lot of respect for you, man.
Changed a lot in the last 5 years.
No, and I haven't. Same. Same. I stand by my.
What hours do you work? You're just monetizing so now.
He was
now
being inconsiderate.
Boy, I think Justin needs to answer those questions again now with the coronavirus.
Yeah, true. Maybe he was.
What's your job?
I mean,
self quarantining.
I'm kind of wondering about the early morning there, Mino, as far as. You know, times are concerned.
And might fire out.
Yeah. So.
Yes. I don't have that one.
Oh, good.
Man.
Fun, though.
Good three-quarter effort.
A lot of fun.
Yeah,
let's do this every day. Mike let's Saroy. Hop on Twitch tomorrow night, Saroy.
You want to?
I'm in.
All right. Let's
I'm
do it.
Browned up.
You guys want a line or anything?
No. For the 6 millionth time.
Hey, Mike Saroy here. You may know we're from Sea Cow Center, and I never, ever listen to Superbad Radio on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The ticket.
All right, it is break time. 12:45 the time. Tons of good football talk available left.